Welcome into Coach Speak here on KQWC, brought to you by Iowa Specialty Hospitals, the Webster City Clinic. And with us on the line is the head coach of the South Hamilton football team, Corey Klemp. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to talk about Hawk football.
So after last season, you guys had a phenomenally successful season, undefeated regular season. I can't remember the last time that happened for South Hamilton, but obviously it was a very successful season. Got into the playoffs, got into a really tough battle with South Central Calhoun, ended up dropping that game. Now you come into this season, you are in a district with South Central Calhoun. You return, even though you lose quite a bit of people from that team a year ago, you do return a lot of experience. What have you seen from your guys so far throughout the camp and into fall practice and into the week of the first game that's really impressed you?
You know, the guys have come in and, you know, there was a concern with, you know, with losing so much. I think we returned 10 or 11 letter winners from last year, but, you know, the concern was, you know, kind of who's going to step up and take those leadership roles, you know, kind of fill the shoes of, you know, guys that led us down that, you know, that undefeated path last year in the regular season. And, well, I've just been very impressed with how our seniors and juniors as well have really stepped up and taken on a leadership role. And, you know, from a work ethic standpoint, we haven't missed a beat at all. The guys are really, you know, taking ownership of that, and that's been really impressive thus far.
Some of the guys that will be stepping into bigger roles this year, Austin Bush, notably, I was told that he moved from tight end to fullback, actually asked to move to tight end to fullback. Tyson Barkema moving into a running back spot. Seeing bigger roles on the offensive side of the ball this year, what do you expect from those two guys who weren't necessarily not in the mix last year offensively? They did contribute a lot defensively, but what do you expect from them as the primary ball carriers for South Hamilton this season?
Yeah, you know, I think that backfield will be, well, just to back up, you know, offensively, as you said, guys filling in different roles. I think we'll be looking at having 10 of the 11 starters on offense be either starting for the first time or starting in a different position. And so that'll definitely keep you up at night. But having said that, you know, I think our backfield, you know, with Austin and Tyson, Elijah Balderas will be back there as well. And then Landon Scartwood is a junior. I think they're kids that have all, you know, worked tremendously hard. All guys that are, you know, they're football guys. I mean, they're that mentality, and I think they're itching to, you know, really take on a bigger load in the offense.
I noticed defensively when I came to your guys' open practice on Thursday, there were some younger guys, especially defensively, that were starting to stand out, make some plays for you guys on defense. Who are some of the younger guys that have really caught your eye coming into this week one of the season?
Well, there's so many. I mean, we have a, you know, junior class, you know, Carter Ballvans, who was certainly in the mix for some playing time last year. He's just made a tremendous step up, not just in the work he's put in the weight room, but just his mindset, his physicality that he plays with. And so that's been a huge one. And then as you get younger, you know, there's been a number of those, you know, sophomores that, you know, that really took a huge jump, you know, from last year to this year. Owen Reno is one who will see a lot of action. Jordan Johnson, you know, just a number of guys that have really stepped up. And then even some older guys that just haven't had the opportunity because of last year's, you know, that class ahead of them, you know, Gatlin Johnson, Landon Stoley, you know, guys like that, Nick Flaw, you know, are really going to step up and, you know, be a bigger part of this year's team.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this Friday against Roland Story.
I sure appreciate it. Thank you for the time.
That was the head coach of the South Hamilton football team, Corey Klemp, here on Coach Speak, brought to you by Iowa Specialty Hospital, Webster City Clinic, and we'll be right back after this on 95.7 KQWC.